This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Welcome, my friends, to the Wolven Speedway Show down at Madurai. Here at NPR.NZ999 AM, we talk Speedway, Robertson, Holden, International Speedway. Plus, we talk to drivers and track managers, promoters from other tracks around New Zealand. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, good to be back for another Doing the Dirt Show there, Troy.
Yeah, and quite a number of meetings to cover there, as you were just telling me there, Chris.
Yeah, it's been quite a busy weekend, mate. We had the New Zealand Stock Car Champs down in Woodford Glen.
Yeah, down in Jesus Town, Christchurch. Yeah,
yep, and then and then we've seen Caleb Ireland go back to back. He's only the second person to do it besides the master Peter Ease himself.
Yeah, and there you go. And as you know, that's not an easy feat, because you got to think of how many competitors are going into these New Zealand Championships, especially stock cars.
Yep, and only four from each group going into the final. So it's like you say, Troy, she's tough.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, that's what the glory of going to the New Zealand Stock Car Championship is, because they've got that many entries, and anything can happen, as we all know.
Yeah, it definitely does there, Troy. And then good to see Harley Robb getting to NZ.
Yeah. No, well, that's good. He's been around a long time, and, of course, he does Super Stocks too, so he's got plenty of track time, and it's just showing you that that's what it's all about. All that track time counts.
Yeah, and definitely one of the quickest cars down in the South Island too, Troy. Just a bit unlucky when it comes to titles.
Certainly
with flat tyres and, you know, mechanical woes. But, hey, it is what great. Hey, he's got a number now.
Well, he has. He always had a number, though, Chris, but not one of the numbers that he's got now.
Yeah, definitely right. And good to see Riley Eastbourne, 3NZ, a Nelson boy.
Riley Eastbourne, is it?
Eastbourne,
okay, yes. And from Blenheim, you were saying, yeah?
Nelson.
Yeah. Sunny Nelson. Well, it wasn't too sunny when we were there, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't. And then up here, Troy, at the Robertson Prestige International Speedway, we had the Superstock 248 Global Challenge.
Yeah, no, and a good field of cars too, and a bit of action there, I might add, too.
Yeah, there was in the qualifying. So, yeah, seen Mr. Rees turn right on Mr. Myers and, yeah, put him up in quite a good way.
A continuing saga, as I say. It comes back to, of course, what happened to Nelson a number of years ago. And then, of course, Asher actually having a good go at Scott Myers in the tank at
the NZ's.
NZ's 2024, and now we have the continuing saga. Yeah. And the good thing about it is it's not only one person, it's both Myerses that the Rees have taken a liking to. So, hey, it's good for the sport. Yeah, it keeps it interesting.
Yeah, it definitely does. And good to see Kyle Rowe on the podium there, Troy, in his first full season in the Superstock.
Yeah, and it shows you that, you know, all of those years in the stock class and all of that, he's starting to shine through the Superstocks. Not only that, of course, he is in the Panthers these days. And a good choice of driver to get in there. Yeah,
he definitely is. And cool to see Caleb Mooney get in second place.
Caleb Mooney, hey, he's an impressive driver, that Mooney, and everyone knows that last name. The Mooney name's been in the motorsport for many years with granddad, of course, Evan Mooney, father, Dion Mooney, and, of course, he's got another uncle there, Michael Mooney, driving as well. So, yeah, Caleb Mooney, congratulations getting there.
Yeah, as well as his brother as well, Troy Ashton's driving as well in the stock car.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So there's a few of them out there.
There is. It's just like the Rees, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
And then Scott Joblin got third. So Scotty Joblin still can get the podium there, Troy.
Well, hey, what is he, two-time New Zealand champion, or is he not three?
No, he's two. I think he got a two and a three. I don't think he's had a one.
Who?
Scott.
I'm thinking about Simon, sorry. Yeah. As soon as that name Joplin comes up, I always think of the man that's actually done it. Yeah.
But he did have one NZ in the TQ.
TQ's a bit different than a Superstock.
But
bit good on him. Yeah, no, good on, there, Scott Joplin, two NZ, or two in the Global Challenge, eh?
Yep. Third.
Third, oh, God. Half asleep here, I tell you.
You must be Troy. And then, of course, we had the Jutec Midget GP here as well, Troy.
Very fast racing indeed. And, you know, we don't see that sort of racing all the time here in Palmerston North. Good to see the open wheelers. And I'll just say that so the open wheeler fans are happy. No, we're just having on. We like a mix of everything down here in Palmerston North.
Yep, we definitely do. Feel for the defending champion, Mitch Fabish, who led half of that 30-lapper until he spun out and then unfortunately was put to the back of the pack, but that's racing.
That's what I was just about to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. That is racing. And I mean, it only takes one little mistake and you're in an open wheeler. Either you're going to get spun out or tipped over or go up the wall by accident. It's just like any other class.
Yeah, it definitely is. And cool to see Terence Durrell on the podium on that one, Troy.
Yes, yes, very good, yes.
Yeah, who's Sonia's grandson?
Oh, Sonic from Rotorua, is it? Yep. Sonia Hickey from Rotorua, yes, yep.
Yeah, and second place was 71A Alec Exley. And then we had the Bay Park Boy, 6M Luke McClimate in third.
And I think his father's a saloon driver, isn't he?
He was.
Brett McClimate, yep.
As well as that, Troy, we go up to Stratford. We had the New Zealand Saloon Car Championship.
Oh, good old Dustford.
Yeah, I don't know. The track in the videos I've seen didn't actually look too bad.
Yeah, you got to be there to see that. Yeah, that's it. To try and see. Yeah. No. Every track has dust problems, but sometimes Stratford can cut up pretty bad. But so do other tracks, so, you know. Good to see a good lot of cars up there, was it, Chris? I didn't see the highlights in that, but I'm sure you probably have.
Yeah, there was a good field there, Troy, but the saloon class is not really a big class, is it?
You wait, the saloon boys are going to be after you, man. Well, it's limited. Well, the old limited, isn't it?
Yeah. And then cool to see Ethan Cook, the current 2NZ, get the 1NZ in there, Troy.
Yep, so he's done better than he did the year beforehand. So, yeah, hey, that's pretty good from 2NZ to 1NZ.
Yeah, and a brand new car that's only done a handful of meetings, I believe, too.
Well, good stuff.
Yep, definitely is. And then the former 1NZ, Jared Fletcher, was second.
Yep.
And then Bradley Corfe, who's been, I think he won the championship we had here, was it the North Islands, I think. So he's on.
On what?
On form.
Yeah, no, congratulations to all those drivers and whatever you, yep.
Yep, it definitely is there, Troy. And then like you mentioned earlier, Troy, we got another big week this weekend. We have the Stock Car GP down in Blenheim, the famous Blenheim.
One of the fastest track, well, it is known as the fastest track in New Zealand and the longest track in New Zealand.
The biggest straights, eh?
Yeah, long straights, and you can get some bloody speed up there, I tell you. Try running from one end to the other to get a hot dog, you'll be clapped out.
Yeah, you definitely will be. As well as the Oval Superstars over in the famous Ocean View this weekend too there.
Yeah, so good old tight old Ocean View, so expect some action there too. So plenty going on this weekend.
Yeah, there definitely is. As well as the New Zealand Super Saloons over in Miani, who we'll talk to Regan a bit later on about.
Yeah, Miani. And I'll tell you what, good lot of saloon cars up there going, Super Saloons going up there, well worth going to have a look at.
Yeah, it definitely is. As well as up in the Gisborne, they got a two-nighter as well there, Troy. They got the round two of the Smash Repair Superstock round, as well as the mini stocks. So there's a big meeting up there.
Up there in the Gisborne. Yep. And we all know Gisborne's a good track. Of course, it's a bank track. I haven't been there for many years, but I hear nothing but good things there. And what an awesome club they are. I understand that they really look after their competitors. And that's why they've got all these guys actually contracting to them.
Yep, they definitely do. Well, as you mentioned it there, Troy, that Awapuni Speedway has got their double header this Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, and there are quite a few classes running up there, I understand, Chris.
Yeah, they do. And to talk about that, we have the president from Awapuni Speedway, Sam Hughes. How are you, mate?
Yeah, all good. Yourselves?
Oh, we're not too bad. Roasting at the moment, but like you say, it's going to change.
Yeah,
Don't say that.
You hope it'll change for the better, not the worse.
Yeah, that's the one. Right, so on tomorrow night up there, mate, you got round two of the Superstock Dash for cash points?
Yep.
Yep.
Sponsored by Ethan. CSR, Ethan and Brittany.
Yep. How good is that to have those fellas on board?
Oh, they're awesome, eh? They're really driven for the club, and yeah, definitely try and do their bit, if not more.
Yep, they definitely do. Just going back a bit there, mate, how good was it to finally see these Gisborne Giants win the Teams Champs, mate?
Oh, it's unreal. It's definitely been a long time coming. Obviously, when you look at the stats over the years, it's taken us 10 years. There's a lot of other clubs that haven't won it, you know, over the 50 years.
Yeah.
So it's probably not as bad as it looks, but we've always been there or thereabouts.
Yeah, just
finally good to win it.
Yeah, definitely is. I seen you out on the infield, and you had a big smile on your face too, mate.
Yeah, definitely. It was like a dream come true.
Yeah, it definitely was. They haven't had the big party yet, but it's good to have that. The whole boys are coming up this weekend, so it's good to see the whole Giants team making the track up there this weekend, mate.
Yeah, no, definitely. There'll be a bit of a function on the club rooms afterwards, and yeah, it'll be awesome to see them all back at home. It's sort of been a bit of a quieter season for us, Superstock-wise, at home, but yeah, it'll be cool to see them all back here.
Crikey, Dick, it sounds as though it's almost worth coming up just for the party. But, you know, as I say there, if the weather's all good, which it should be, let's all touch glass and hope like the weather's good, and you just get a decent crowd up there, which, with all the visitors coming up, normally a whole string of visitors come up there, do they, Sam?
Yeah, definitely. We've really got a good following of people that definitely come through for our Superstock meetings and that. So we're pretty lucky, really.
Yeah, you definitely are. And just looking at your entry list, mate, Dave Evans in the Classic, I don't think Dave Evans has ever raced up there before, has he?
I'm pretty sure he hasn't been up there before, yeah.
No, I don't think so. So there's a good field of Classics. I think there's 14 or 15, and there's a couple more that rung up today, and they'll make the trip once they see what the weather's going to do. So that should be pretty good racing, I'd imagine, with those guys on our track.
Yeah, I was up there, I think it was it the North Island you had them there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were cool up there too for that.
Yeah, they get along around our track. It's quite good to see.
Well, hey, isn't that amazing, bloody, as I say, Dave Evans didn't even go up there for the when he was in competitive form for the 1989 New Zealand Stock Car Champs that were up there, and he was in the prime of his time then too.
Yeah, hard to believe that, eh? You thought he would have got you over his 30 years of racing.
Yeah, and it would be in that same car, he would have had that same car back in 1989, although it's a replica of it, yeah.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
As well as that, Sam, you also got your mini stock champs as well.
Yep, there's about 30 odd or 40, closer to 40 of them coming through. That's pretty good to see.
Yeah, and they're all from all over the place too, mate. Not just from up your way either. They're from down here, Bay Park, Whanganui,
yeah,
so they're coming from all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of people travelling, so it's good to see.
Well, I tell you what, your accommodation venues up there will be rubbing their fingers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they definitely will. And just talking about rubbing fingers, I see that you have got a mean feed put on at the club rooms as well, mate.
Yeah, we always do that. Generally, most of our Superstock and Classics sort of camp at the track in some shape or form, and some of them camp in the bar, some of them camp in camper vans, some are in trailers, and so yeah, we sort of provide a whole day out there for them by the time they have breakfast and wash their cars and do a bit of maintenance.
They sort of stick
around and do the whole lot of the track.
It's probably
one of the few tracks you're allowed to stay at now.
Yeah, well, I was about to say that. Yeah. I don't think there's any other track you can stay at anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to, but people like me do. But that's pretty cool how you do that, because it, you know, you being yourself as a racer and knowing how expensive accommodation is, and then sometimes getting it, when clubs like yourself do what you guys do, hey, everyone appreciates it. It keeps the big costs down, as it is. We all know that racing costs enough as it is without extra on top of that.
Yeah, we sort of try our hardest. We put on a courtesy van. We drop the guys off so they can leave their cars and stuff at the track and drop them at their motels and pick them back up in the morning and bring them back for breakfast and whatnot if they don't stay there. But probably two-thirds of our competitors now would rather just stay at the track.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's quite a good atmosphere with that.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, with Trev driving everyone in that courtesy van, that's something that you don't get at other tracks either, mate.
Nah, sort of, it's helped us along with our liquor licence and whatnot, you know, so it's quite good. And it definitely helps the other people that can't find places to stay that they can leave their cars outside and whatnot safely. They just leave them all at the track.
Yeah. Because it's quite tough to find accommodation up there sometimes, eh?
Yeah, definitely, especially in the sort of peak season.
Yeah.
We sort of compete against the likes of the fishing clubs and the surf lifesaving clubs here, and they sort of first in, first served when it comes to getting accommodation.
Yep.
Is the Gorge Road between, Whakatane and Gisborne reopened yet, or is that, because I remember it was closed there for a while.
Yeah, it's open, but you've got to go through with a convoy. It's not too bad. We've actually had a couple of people go through there last weekend, go to the mount. Yeah. Come back, but you've got to go in a line up and go through it certain times, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sucks. Did you guys get hit from the storm, mate?
No, it wasn't too bad in town, eh? But it's sort of, everywhere around the outskirts, so I got absolutely hammered.
Yeah. So that's a good thing, because you guys didn't really need it. You guys got smashed over last time, eh?
Yeah, definitely. We've had our fair share of rain around here, so it's quite good for it to miss us.
Yeah, unfortunately, the weather's been bloody crazy. I mean, hell, we're lucky we've got a couple of fine days at the moment. But as I say, once the weekend comes, let's hope that we can get everything underway, because there's a lot of people travelling, as you know. And, who wants to travel to a long way for no racing? But a good party, we might add.
Yeah, there's always a good party in our club rooms.
Yeah, it definitely is, mate. And another one there, Sam, how cool to see Ethan Cook get the old 1NZ.
Yeah, that's pretty special. And sort of Rodney McIndoe wasn't that far off it as well, you know, being in fourth as well. So pretty cool for our little club to actually still retain some 1NZ titles.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that car's been on because it's only brand new, eh?
No, that one there is actually Daniel Cook's brother's car, and they've been share driving it.
Yeah. What happened to the new one?
I don't think he's got it out as of yet.
Okay, yep.
And he is starting to build a super saloon as well for him and his brother and a couple of others around here, so we actually got a super saloon class sort of getting up and running as well.
Oh, wow, so...
It's quite cool.
When was the last time... Gisborne had super saloons, mate. Would have been a long time ago.
Oh, it'll be the best bit of probably 10 years ago, I guess, before, I'd say the likes of Darren McKinley and Sam Lyle, and then would have been the last ones that sort of had them.
Yeah, oh, Doug Walsh?
Dougie Walsh, he was there as well.
So,
it's definitely cool to see them back on the track as well, and it looks like Hawke's Bay's got a good field of them as well, so... Hopefully between us we can actually get some decent racing happening.
Yeah, and we've got quite a few down here too, mate, so hopefully they travel, hopefully they all work in together and, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully it'll bring another spectrum to our track as we've got lower numbers than some of our other classes.
Yeah, I reckon the super saloons would be pretty cool on that bank track.
It'd be different,
So they get around there quite quick.
they definitely will. Be cool to see the Yanks around there, eh?
Yeah, those guys are unreal.
Yeah, especially down here. I don't know if you watched it, but down in turn three, they were three wide, mate. You don't see that around Palmy very often.
Nah, that was unreal. You know, they're that close to the wall and they just keep it pinned and they're into it.
Yep.
Yeah, good. close racing without contact is pretty hard. When you're that close together, all you need to do is make one little mistake, and it's good night news, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be we can't wait to have them back here though. It'll be unreal.
Yep, definitely. And you also got the sidecar champs of champs up there too this week on Saturday night, mate.
Yeah, it's the first time we've had them in 12 months as well, so it's good to see half a dozen of them coming through as well.
Yeah, cool to see Rob Miller making the trip back up to his home track, or his original home track.
Yeah, definitely. I think last time he came here, he took out the championship as well, so quite cool to see him come back home every now and again. His father still supports our club quite a bit as well.
And another thing there, Sam, you guys announced your Brisbane Gladiators for the New Zealand Stock Car Champs, and what a team, mate. That's a massive lineup.
Yeah, once again, hopefully it's something we can sort of bring home. Sort of it's 10 years since we lost that at home as well, so it'd be quite cool to actually see it come back home again as well.
Yeah, and
you've got all the gear and the drivers, but you sort of need an element of good luck to get through it as well.
Yeah, as you know, mate, in teams racing. But how cool would that be to have to win that and already won the Superstock teams, and then have it at your track? That would be just unreal for your club.
Oh, definitely. You know, our small club, we sort of need all the help we can get to get competitors and race meetings here. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and toes, fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll all be there watching next weekend, providing the weather plays the game.
Yeah, we definitely will. So on Friday night, mate, what time does it kick off?
6 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah, and gate price?
$20 for an adult and $10 for a kid.
Yep, and then on to Saturday, what time do we kick off on Saturday, mate?
Same time, 6 o'clock.
Hey, that's great value. You know, you think of that, $20 for an adult. That's good when you've got the amount of cars that you've got going up there. How much is your family prices there, Sam?
Just for $50. $50, yep. For a family price, and that's up to 4 kids and 2 adults.
That's bloody good. Yeah, you can't complain about that.
And like I mentioned there, Sam, the Giants team's coming up. You're going to do like a parade with them or something, or to show them off or something?
Yeah, well, we've got a parade happening up first for them, and then we'll have a bit of a function in the club rooms afterwards with all the drivers and the trophy.
Yeah. And see how many beers can fit into it, eh?
Yeah, well, we'll cram a few in.
Bit of petrol for the veins. Yeah, unreal. Well, as I say, that team well deserved it, in my opinion. I mean, boy, were there some big hits, as you would have seen yourself, and it shows you true champion team racing, where the team gelled, and they were untouchable in the end, weren't they?
Yeah, pretty clinical, really, eh? And they've sort of brought a few new guys in too, so it is quite cool just to see it all come together.
Yeah, it definitely is. And not to mention another driver that burnt the midnight oil to get his brand new car on the track, even though he wasn't in the Gisborne team, but he raced for Wellington, and that's James Clark, mate. What a mission to get that car on the track, and they did it.
Yeah, definitely. If we could have got his car ready, they really wanted him in our team as well, but sort of we're pretty lucky that we've actually got a few spare cars in the background. But he did really well to get his car there, and it went really well.
Yeah, it definitely did. He was almost on the podium here on Saturday night, but got taken. I think he got taken out in the last heat, I think.
Yeah, he did.
He hit that Gareth Edwards.
Yeah, I did see that, and I think he copped a fair share of damage once again. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but that's just, like you say, young and dedicated.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's on the phone. He's leaving to come here tomorrow night, so he's good to go again for round three.
Glutton for punishment, eh? Good on him. And that's what racing's all about, as you know. You've done a lot of damage before in your car when you come down here, and it certainly got a bit bent and twisted up, and it's just part of racing, isn't it?
Yeah, just another day. A bit more money, eh?
Just another day, week in the shed, a month in the shed, yeah. Fixing her up. And hey, but that's what you do. It's part of it.
Ah, oh, it's all good fun.
Yeah, it definitely is, mate. So, like I said, you got your stock car team. Is Asher driving your car again, is he?
Yeah, he's taking it out for a skid again. It looked like he looked after it pretty well in that last round around in Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, he certainly did. Oh, not that he did a little bit.
Mr. Myers made sure that he wasn't going to go far in that final, didn't he?
yeah, definitely.
But hey, that was good because the crowd loved it, and it's part of the sport, and it gives us something to look forward to. Because I don't believe this is over.
Definitely not.
Ah, oh, definitely. It's what the crowd come to see. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately for the drivers, yeah. But yeah, as I say, it gets people through the gates and makes it more interesting, and some of the drivers actually love it.
Yeah, there's definitely a few in our sort of camp that definitely love the physical side of it.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. Right, you mentioned about the weather, Sam. So when will a call be made on if it's going to be, or when will, if and when will a call be made?
We will be making a call tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have another meeting tomorrow lunchtime and reassess whether it's getting any better or any worse. And if it's getting worse, unfortunately, we'll be canning it.
Yep. Well, there's no point them all travelling up there. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying there. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's good that you go like that, because some people say, well, we'll risk it, we'll just chance it. And then they sort of forget about the guys that have actually paid good money to get up there and think, oh, shit, what a waste of time. And people start losing faith then. But when you do end up cancelling way before, well, if you know what the weather's doing, it's better for everyone in the long run, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we've got people like Vasey bringing his kids' mini sock from Auckland, and you've got the likes of Zane Riddick coming from Hawera. You know, it's a bit unfair, you know, if the weather's a bit on the dicey side to carry on trying to pursue it.
Definitely.
I mean, it might cost you a bit of money in advertising, but that's why you've got the likes of us good old buggers down here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for your time, mate, and all the best for the weekend, and hopefully it's a success for you, eh?
Yeah, thanks a lot, and hopefully we'll see you guys over our way sooner or later.
Yeah, you definitely will, mate.
Yeah, so everyone, just remember this weekend, Gisborne Speedway, double header. If you're in the region or if you've got bugger all to do, go up to Gisborne. Great track, great club. They look after people, and you'll find it's one of the better tracks to go to if that's what you like, entertainment and being looked after.
Yeah. Oh, just quickly, Sam, what time do your gates open, mate?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Gates, gates. Starting, what time do your gates open?
The gates will be,
yep, cool.
Yeah, 4 o'clock they'll be open.
Yep, sweet as.
So once again, everyone, Awapuni Speedway, Gisborne in the East Coast, good track, bank track, awesome racing, awesome club. Get up there and get into it.
Yep, that's the one. Hey, good luck, Sam, and we'll catch up for sure soon, eh?
Yep, thank you for that.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
Bye.
Well, that was Sam Chews there, Troy, talking about the doubleheader tomorrow and Saturday night up at Awapuni Speedway, mate.
And that's not Awapuni Speedway, Palmerston North. We do have an Awapuni down here, but it's Awapuni up in Gisborne. And as I say, it's a club-run track. They do everything right up there, and that's why they've got these competitors that actually do like to travel all the way up there. They get looked after. They look after their crowds. And they have a great club rooms where everyone mingles, and it's bloody good.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, how cool to see Dave Evans up there on the bank track.
Well, yeah, it's almost enough to make me go up there, but it's too far on a push bike. And that's not even going at the moment, so that ain't going to happen.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Troy, we got the New Zealand Super Saloon Championship this weekend as well.
Yeah, but Miani Speedway, Napier, Hawke's Bay, always run a good meeting, and they've got the track service sorted out after all these years of issues with the track service, so it's good that the club have got it together up there.
Yep, they certainly do. And to talk about that, we have the president, Regan O'Brien. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're all good. And like Troy said, the track is actually the best it's ever been, mate.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. We've got a whole new track crew this year. So, obviously, we all know Mike Mack. He's been on the water truck, and he's been out there helping with the grader driver. And the guy we've got on the track now, Jason Woods, he's our pace chute driver as well. He grew up with a dad on a grader doing roads. So, he could just look at the track and knew how it had to be, and he's still got to get a bit of a racing brain on him, not a roading brain, but he's doing a blooming marvellous job with that grader, that's for sure.
Yeah, he definitely is. Did you put anything else into the track, or is it the same track service, mate?
No, exactly the same track service as what we've had for the last few years. He's just worked the dirt, pretty much, is what he sees, and put a good banking back on the track, so... as you come out of our pit gate now, you actually go up onto the track like a judder bar. So he's just changed the whole banking, and he's out there on the Sunday straight after racing grading it, so it has that 2 weeks, you know, to settle and soak in the water.
And that's all you need, really, as a good crew like that behind you that know exactly what they're doing. And then you get those good track conditions, and of course we know that you've got your big one coming up there, the 2026 New Zealand Super Saloon Championships, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, the, I know Mike Mack, where was it, a working bee on the track on Saturday, and when the afternoon kicked in, he started watering the track. So he's been on that every day since Friday, I think, putting water into it. Even though we've got a bit of rain forecast for the weekend, I just said to him, water it as normal, man, because... the rain doesn't come, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, you're definitely right there, mate. And I see the groups are out.
Yep. No, all the groups are out, so they're pretty evenly. We had three people go along and select all the groups and do all that. So, I don't think there's any easy group. They're all pretty tough. So it's good.
And to get a good field of super saloons on Miani Speedway is something well worth going, well, seeing, isn't it? You know?
It is, yep. What have we got? I think we've got 39 cars or something entered into it. So, you know, to see 13, 14 cars on the track for qualifying heat. So, obviously, A group races, B group, etc. It's going to be some good racing, plenty of room to move, hopefully, and as long as that... that concrete wall stays away from some vehicles, we'll be right.
just thinking of your stars up there, you're looking at the Flint boys that have been driving for a very long time. They'll be looking to put on a good show amongst New Zealand's top drivers, of course.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, this season we've, what have we got? I think we've got 11 super saloons out of Hawke's Bay, and it's the most we've had for years. And, you know, we've got obviously the Flint boys that they've done, probably 20,000 laps around Miani, if not more. So, you know, that old Steve and Grant go real well at home, and then obviously this year we've got a couple of new guys with old George Crawford and that have been doing real well as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a good meeting, and we've got a good representation of Hawke's Bay cars, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, definitely. And you can't count out Thomas Stemmerway either, mate.
Jason Hall.
Thomas, you know what, he get, was it third in the North Islands and Wellington a couple of weeks back, and, you know, he's been hooking up well, and... Yeah, and like you say, old J-Lo, he's been getting that car going. He's obviously got a three-bar car, so he's been sorting that out. It's been great with the competition up here. Definitely makes it great racing when you're out there with them.
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm not sure if you've seen the overseas super saloons here at Teams Chance, but three wide into the corners, mate, that's cool. Hopefully we get something like that up at Miani, mate.
Yeah, if we go three wide into the corners at Miani, I'd hate to be the guy on the outside. I actually did that. I watched that super saloon racing the next night, and that was Jason Fager and that is next level way when, you know, we've already done like 120 odd meetings or something so far. It was unreal. But it was good to see George Crawford, you know, he was competing hard with those guys. He got right up to second, so you know, can't take it away from the young fella either.
No, you definitely can. But like I say, three wide and no contact. So, like, that's clean racing.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. I don't think, there wasn't one yellow light in that final. So hopefully we can kind of have that at Miani on Saturday night, 25 laps and no orange lights means it's a good race. But, it's a bit of a tight track, though.
Certainly is, but hey, that's what makes it interesting too, and we all like that close racing, and we all know that Super Saloon car racing is a non-contact class, but we all also know that it can quickly become into a contact class all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All you need is one person to make a mistake, and the cars are everywhere. Five glass and all.
Yeah, I've definitely learned that this year myself. You know, there's one spin up, and then you turn around and you've got six cars coming straight at you. Full noise, it turns into a mess pretty quick.
It definitely does, mate. And also on the Friday night or tomorrow night, you got the East Coast Sidecar Champs as well, mate?
Nah, unfortunately the side chairs we've had to pull them off we've pulled them off the program just by the way we want to race through the race program. We've got mini stocks and street stocks, and we want to keep that water in the track because it's something like 9 Super Saloon races on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then obviously on Saturday night we're brought in the Hawke's Bay Superstocks.
Yeah, and a good field of supers, mate.
Yeah, we've got 26 superstocks entered in for Saturday night. So I think we've got 9 or 10 Rotorua cars. Oh, AJ Extons and Mark Costello, they're all entered in to come down. So yeah, it's quite a good contingent. It's Reece Pritchard. So it's going to be great.
It is good.
What have we got?
Sorry, go on.
No, we've got the two James brothers and Billy Uhlenberg from Stratford. They're entered as well.
Any Palmy cars coming over?
No, nah, Palmy doesn't come down here anymore. they don't like us, I think. Hey, we must be too hard for them or something.
Starting to sound like the old days now.
Yeah, even Matt DeManto, I don't think, has entered, and he only got to travel 2 minutes down the road. Yeah,
it's a bit of a shame that the Palmy boys don't really support your track a hell of a lot, do they?
No, I remember, you know, you go back sort of 8-9 years ago and you'd go to Palmy, would have a few bay cars and you'd come to Hawke's Bay and Bingers and all that would come race, you know, but sort of just over the years the super stocks have kind of dropped off at either track, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I know when I was in Super Stocks, me and Cryan went down there a couple of times, and Quinn Ryan and Buckrell and that, but yeah, I don't know, it was only 2 hours down the road, eh? It's, I don't know why that sort of has disappeared, but the stock cars still come up and support us.
Ever really since the Gorge shut, eh?
Yeah, but you got that new road.
Pretty much.
New road's so much easier to go over than the saddle track and what have you, and probably easier than the Gorge ever was.
Yeah.
Oh. That new road's brilliant now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, totally.
It definitely is. Yep. It definitely is, mate. But be a bit freaky going down that big hill with the trailer on the back, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, come on Team Chance, and I towed the Superstock down there, eh? Just click it into low gear and just cruise down that, especially heading into, Palmy side.
Yeah. With the wind as well, eh?
Yeah, up the top, she's rocky. it's brilliant going through there now.
Yeah, it definitely is, mate. And for the people that can't make it, you got Jace and the team with the Pits live streaming it, mate?
Yep, Pits TV, jump on there. If you can't make it, it'll be the best live stream that you'll be watching all weekend. It'll be the best show in the weekend. So, yeah, get on Pits TV and support us that way.
And, of course, what are your prices there for the weekend there, Regan?
Oh, now you're bloody testing me.
I think it must be free.
What is it? If you jump online and buy the tickets off at Flickit, they're $30 the first night and $35 the second night for an adult. Family, I think, is $65.75.
I thought you were going to say if you jump the fence, it's free.
Yeah, no, then I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll hunt you down.
There you go. You've been told, crowd.
Yeah. And then if you buy at the ticket box, I know it's about $4 or $5 there if you buy on the day because, you know, we've got to pay staff to man their box. So jump online, buy your tickets. It's a bit cheaper. And then also, too, you don't have to worry about lining up at the ticket box. You can just come through our new entry gate and get scanned in straight away.
Yeah, and rock on in. Right, so all kicks off at the Grand Parade at 6 o'clock, both Is it both nights the Grand Parade or just the Friday night?
I actually didn't know. But, yeah, Grand Parade Friday night, definitely.
Yep.
I'd say we probably have one Saturday night if the time allows. Because, yeah, you don't really... You know, I'm still stuck in a stock car brain, eh, where you got qualifying night and finals night. This one race format, like, as much as some of the crowd like it and they know who the straight-out winner is, in my brain, I still like the three-race format where you can go, right, I need to pass two more cars and I know I've won New Zealand champs, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking there, mate.
Yeah, like Caleb Island on the weekend, he knew he just had to sit behind Harley Robb and he would have beat Harley Robb by 1 point, so that's what happened.
Yeah. And talking about Caleb, how cool to have the, a back-to-back stock car champion at Hawke's Bay, mate?
Oh, massive, isn't it? Especially to be the only second person in the stock car history to do it. You know, and the only other one's Peter Rees, and he's, you know, high on everyone's pedestal. So, yeah, no, it's great to have Caleb out there back-to-back. You know, I've known him since his first stock car days when they, like me and Mike Mack were talking on the weekend, they were moving a container in their backyard with the stock car ramming it into it, you know. So him and Zane, you know, they've been obviously cousins.
Yeah.
To see them both qualify and then go race like that, oh, couldn't be any more prouder of our club guys, eh? That was awesome.
You'd probably be doing something like letting them go out in a parade just to salute the ground.
No, car's down south.
That won't happen then. What?
Yeah, his car's still down south. We're getting ready for the Battle of the Stock, so we'll have to wait for him to bring it home.
Yeah.
And then... old Zach Lawrence and Kyron got out on the roundabout on, Tuesday night, and Zach had made a big back-to-back sign-up, and they smacked that on the Pucky Park roundabout, so when Caleb comes through at 10 o'clock at night, you know, that was the first thing he's seen, so it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to be back-to-back for that young fella, that's for sure.
Oh, totally, and I mean, you've got to also realise Regan, there's a lot more cars in a New Zealand New Zealand Stock Car Championship these days, and to be back-to-back, that is something to be very proud of, yeah.
Yep, definitely, and you know, I've seen that. I know what that guy does during the week, and you know, he repairs. Like my super stock, I dropped it off to him in the off season, and you know, he restealed all that, and he does a lot of work on heaps of other stock cars and super stocks around Hawke's Bay to fund his racing and the hours he does in the shed on his own car. Then go off and get back to back. That all pays off, and you know, couldn't be more proud for him.
Yeah, definitely, mate. You mentioned about the weather, mate. So when and where will you be making a call there, Regan?
Well, as Hawke's Bay weather does, it says rain and normally we get sunburnt. So like yesterday we were forecast rain in the afternoon. We didn't see a drop of rain and it was like 26 degrees.
Yeah.
So looking at the weather forecast this afternoon, it's already changed a bit for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where it was shocking. Now I'm sort of about 90% confident we're going to get the meeting run over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, we can only wake up and sort of see what the day's doing instead of reading the forecast, you know? We were, a couple of weeks ago, I think, when you guys got battered down that way with rain and heavy winds and everything, it was all forecast for us, and we got a light shower, and that was about it. We just got the heavy winds.
Yeah, it decided to come this way instead.
Yeah. So you guys can keep it on that side of the hill this weekend. I'll be happy.
We've got nothing on, so we're all right.
Yeah, we're all good with that one, mate.
Yeah. It's real weird, the weather in Hawke's Bay. You can sit out at the ocean or can sit in the ranges and nothing happens in town. And, you know, and then other days it's bucketing down in town. So, yeah, we're just... Today's blue sky, man. Like, you get sunburned today in Hawke's Bay and tomorrow's meant to be 28 degrees. So, but just hopefully that hangs around.
It's a bit like Timarua too, eh? The weather forecast says it's absolutely pissing down, but it's not.
Yeah.
But you've also got to remember that Timarua is right under the Ruaheni Ranges, and they actually drag in rain.
Yeah. Well, I live 20 minutes from the speedway, and I can be bucketing down at home, get to the track, and it's bone dry and hasn't rained a bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, man, the rain's coming, and it just doesn't turn up.
We should probably stop talking about this rain because we're going to bloody jinx
it. Yeah, we definitely. Have you got much to do on your car, Regan?
Yeah, still got a bit to do tonight. Got to give an oil change. Obviously, do a setup on it. I've reinforced the front bumper. I mean, I built new front bumpers for it. So Anders put all the panels on. Obviously, tomorrow night at 6:30, we've got a meet and greet at the track with all the drivers and sponsors. So that's the night I sort of lose in the shed. So I got tomorrow off work, so I'll finish whatever I need to do tomorrow. And Corin's making all our spare tyres up tonight. His car's ready to go. So, yeah, we'll make them look pretty for the start of the weekend, and then I don't care what it looks like on Sunday.
As long as it's got a number on it, eh?
Yeah. Long as it's two, I'll be happy.
How do you find it there, Regan, after all these years being able to punt people out of the way, and you know you just can't do that in a super saloon?
Well, it's the first time I've actually started racing with contact lenses, so I can actually see what's going on. It's you have to have, like you say, 30 years I've been racing, 25 years in a contact class, and you really got to be looking up ahead of you to see what's going on, because stuff can happen real quick. So, clear vision, being able to see instead of like bunting someone. The other week I had a car stop, broke earlier than I thought it was, and then I seen a diff right on my bonnet. I was like, wow, that happened so quick. So, but they're awesome to race. You just got to be right on your wits and watching what's going on.
So have you got enough lenses for this weekend?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat them, eh?
Nah, I know. I said to Corin, I said, get hold of Zach Lawrence and make some spare stickers, man. I think I might need them. Yeah. But, yeah.
Talking about contact,
that's cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, talking about contact lenses, I remember eating my mother's when bloody I was a young fella. They're quite tasty.
Well, I don't know, they're pretty rubbery. I know, it's unreal. I've worn glasses all my life, and every time in the stock car, I've never had them. And then this year, I thought, I'm going to try racing with my contacts because of the dirt, and that I was a bit worried getting in my eyes. And it's amazing how clear you can see once you've got some lenses in there.
Oh, you've let everyone out with the new secret now.
Yeah, even Corin, I've got Corin racing with his glasses now. He's like, oh, you can see the track when it's black. So he used to race without anything in the super stock, and I used to say, look at the track, and he goes, okay, it just looks all the same to me. So, that's a bonus about a non-contact class. You can race with glasses or contacts and you're not getting smacked around, but, it's awesome. It's good to see the racetrack, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. So how hard was it for the boys to twist your arm to get back into that suit before the team champs, mate?
Well, they just rung up and said they wanted to borrow my car for another driver, and I sort of said, well, if I'm going to get it ready for someone else, I might as well jump in it myself. So it was cool to have one more blast down there. We nearly, it was only a lap and a half, we lost to the Poms, and a couple of laps we lost to Stratford. First time I've ever had to run in a super stock teams race, so but it was good to get back down there for one more time because it'd been 4 years since I'd been there.
Yeah. Do you reckon it had changed much? I think ever since Stephen's tragedy, the team champs, it's changed a lot, eh?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more, lot more of us older guys are realising that it's a young guy's sport now.
Yeah.
Like, I think I went through the program and, with Kerry Remnant and Frankie Wayman, and I was glad Ron Tye, he entered again because he bumped me back down the list to be one of the oldest. I think there was only about 8 of us that were over 40, maybe 10 of us tops. The rest of them were all under the age of 40, like most of them are sort of that 30s, early 30s, late 20s. So, it's definitely change the way I think also people maybe look at hitting cars.
Yep.
Because we are going faster and the hits do hurt more.
Yeah. We interviewed Peter a few weeks back and he said that the adrenaline turned into fear, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, apart from last team champs, I haven't teams raced at all since Stephen Penn's also on the dummy grid when that happened.
Yeah.
And the hits in that race, I remember them hitting the pit gate, boom, and I remember looking in the mirror at Kyron lining up behind me, and I'm thinking, bowed up, boys, we're in for a hell of a race against these Panthers. Unfortunately, tragedy happened, we didn't get out there, but I just remember thinking, I'm not team racing again, why me and Kyron are both doing it. This year, he was obviously in the Super Saloon, so I wasn't too worried about having him out on the track with me. But it did, it sort of put a little bit of perspective that shit, what we do is actually crazy.
It is, it is.
You've figured it out after all these years.
Yeah. You know, I rolled my Super Saloon in Palmy last year and tore every panel off, and I hopped out with a sore thumb. I thought that was great. You know, even my wife now, she backed me 120% when I teams raced. This year she didn't even come to teams. She was like, I don't want you to do it. Yeah, like, it's put the shits up her of, like, you know, just unfortunately Jerry's accident last year.
Yep.
And the cars, we're trying to look at getting the cars faster, quicker out of the corners, you know. We are going hard out for 1,400 kilos to hit a concrete wall.
Yeah.
Totally.
And a bit like what Pete's doing now, he's designing his cars so they actually crumble like a road car?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think that's a great... It's easier to repair steel than it is to repair your body.
It is, mate. You're 100% on the nail there. Yep.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't know, I'm a bit like Pete. We've gone through the old school days of stock cars when it was full-on wind-off, T-bones, anything went pretty much.
Yep.
And, you know, the young guys that are racing now watched us as kids and idolised us all doing that sort of stuff. But they're going a hell of a lot quicker now. Okay, we've got better braking systems and all that sort of thing, but if the car can fold, you hop out and walk away.
Yep. Because these young fellas have got no fear coming from the mini stock class, that's what it is, mate.
Yeah, and they know how to pedal a car, coming from a car that's got low horsepower, crap handling, and then they hop into something that's 500 horsepower and can turn on the dime and stop on the dime. They do. They just go guns blazing.
Yeah, talking about that, I remember the days of teams racing, we get the likes of Ian King, where they'd be stuck sideways down the track and just drive out straight in front of someone coming full noise. And that's crazy, isn't it?
Well, Lofty did it too.
I was going to say, but yeah, you know, Lofty done it at Teams Champs. They hadn't been seen for quite a while, and like the amount of exposure it got through that one hit, and that's because you hadn't seen it for, you know, probably 10 years, anyone do that.
Yeah.
Probably Tony Wooden was probably the last one.
But like Troy said, it could have gone wrong too.
Anything can go wrong,
Yeah. And that's the thing that sort of worries me a little bit, that I think about it. The other thing that we used to do every meeting, you used to go out there and get on the blocks and you'd go, right, now we've got 22 cars to play with. We're going to learn how to block. We're going to learn how to brake. You know, same go to Palmerston. We knew we were going to get smashed from race one in Palmy if Graham Ward or Pete or, you know, Gary Hayes picked you up coming into the corner.
Yep.
So you learnt how to hit and you learnt how to take a hit. Now everyone goes out here, and this is one thing I'm trying to get into our Hawkeyes and our Maulers. Go out here on a normal night and learn how to block 20 cars. So when you come to team champs, you know how to block 4 cars.
Yep.
You know how to hit. You know how to put the hits on by doing it at Miani on a club night. But everyone goes teams racing and thinks they know how to hit and how to block. And unfortunately, time and time again, you'll see someone put them in the wrong spot and they get knocked out or they get hurt or, you know, they do a big hit and they bend their car.
Yeah.
Just because the day-to-day club racing, there isn't that contact like it used to be.
Yeah, I was about to say that's what's changed, mate. The teams champs rules and the individual rules, that's what's changed it away.
Yep.
I don't know. I remember old man Burmester saying that, you know, these days everyone's mate on the bloody Facebook and all of that. So back in the days, there wasn't that. You could pick up the old phone, but no one used to do that either. And now you've got all this camaraderie over the Facebook and all of that.
Yep, and that's that whole mini stock days. You know, they're all buddy-buddy with mini stocks and, you know, your mates in Christchurch or Wellington or wherever, and then it's filtered into the stock cars and the super stocks, and they are now. It's, you know, back in the day was we stopped the P or we stopped the B or whatever, you know, and now it's like, oh, we stopped, you know, my own club mate because I don't like him.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean there. Yeah.
Well, we used
I remember when I got 3NZ in Rotorua, I was the only bay car that qualified, and this is where I built a lot of respect for Peter Rees. Because he come to Miani, we'd want to smash him, we'd go away, we'd want to smash him. He called me over and said, where are you on points? And I said, oh, I'm third or fourth on points. And he knew, because, you know, he would know where he sits. And he said, oh, well, a bay car's never been on the podium. So with my boys, you're all good to go. We've got your back.
Yeah.
And I thought, awesome. You know, and then Graham Ward, the amount of battles I had with him, said, I don't hit white cars. Go hard. And I'm like, okay, this is where I'm the Lone Ranger with a B, and I've got a backup from the Palmy cars that we used to battle with all the time.
Yeah, but you never know with Pete, though. He could say that, but he could still turn right on you, eh?
Yeah. No, he left. He passed me in that race, and I remember him because I remember thinking, I'll just sit behind you. And he passed me cleanly. We didn't touch each other, and that's when I actually got a lot of respect from Pete from there on. But, you know, up and before then, we were like, oh, Pete Cipriani, let's smash him. Yeah. And then he went to load up one night, and we said, what are you doing? Oh, smashed all my brake calipers. I don't have any spares. No, we've got some spares here. So you just want to get me going to smash me again? We're like, yeah. So we helped him fix his car, and he went back out in the last race.
That's what it was all about. Hey, Regan, just quickly, mate, who is your pick to be on the podium on Saturday night, mate?
Oh, that stupid idiot, Regan O'Brien. Hey, to be truly honest, Callan goes well.
Yeah.
Osborne. If I was to pick, I think I'd see Thomas Stanaway and George Crawford.
Yep.
They'd be on there somewhere. If a Hawke's Bay car can definitely be on the podium, I'll be stoked. Yep. And you can't take it away from anyone, really. Damien Orr come up here. I'm pretty sure he won our Hawke's Bay champs. Like, yep. They're all good cars, good drivers.
Yeah. What car's Peter Benston driving, the new one?
I'm not too sure, actually. He hasn't said, or no one said what cars he's bringing. So
he might bring both.
I guess we'll find out on Friday, when he rolls it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether he's got the old Fager car or his old one, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see him in that new one, because, like, Jason, like, he was on.
Yeah. I don't even know if Pete's actually raced that one himself.
No, he hasn't, no, not yet.
No. So it'd be a bit of a gamble, I suppose, bringing it to
a New Zealand title.
All I know of Peter Bingston is he's going to have to tear out a right rear guard scraping the wall, because he does that every time.
You're definitely right there, Regan. Hey, Regan, thank you so much for the chat, mate, and all the best for the weekend, and hopefully we see a P-car on the podium, mate.
Yeah, no, totally, man, and thanks for the chat, guys.
Yep. Awesome, have a good one.
Nah. See you, awesome, mate. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, thanks. Bye.
Well, that was Regan Penn there, Troy, the promoter of Miani Speedway, where the New Zealand Super Saloon Champs will be tomorrow night.
Regan Penn.
Oh, Regan O'Brien, sorry. Yeah.
Regan O'Brien, yes, and Regan O'Brien's been around for a long time, and they're looking forward to putting on a good show up there at Miani Speedway. So if you're in the Bay, or if you want to travel up there to go and see the 2026 New Zealand Super Saloon Champs, I'm not sure who the sponsors are, but it'll be a good meeting, and Miani can put on a good meeting these days. They have got good track surface, and they've got their act together.
Yep, they sure do. All right, that's our show. We'll catch up next week, eh?
Cheers, mate.
If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.